To speak of Holy Trinity is one of the most difficult topics. Even the theologians give an intellectual description of what it means to be or what is Holy Trinity. And I have gone through the theological studies and my experience as a priest. It's still a difficult topic. But my reflections were always to understand how God had been intervening in the life of mankind, the humanity, as well as in the life of each one of us. And looking at from that perspective, as I said to the children this morning, the beginning of the Mass, I remember one of the prayer that was written, one of the Celtic prayer written by Ethel de Waal. And part of the prayer says, O Father who sought, O Son who bought, O Holy Spirit who taught. Description of the role of these three aspects of God through three persons of God. The Father who seeks, who sought. The Son who bought us. And the Holy Spirit who taught us or teach us. Going back to the first one, think of how God had been constantly seeking the mankind, wanting to save every person and not wanting even a single person to be lost. He chose Abraham and formed a new nation of, as God's people. And his intention was to make known to the whole nations how good and loving is God through this chosen people of God. That does not mean that God loves only this particular group, but he wants to make known to everyone else how good and loving is God through this nation. And so we find as they continued living, because of their unfaithfulness, they were led to exile in Egypt. Seeing their sufferings, God again chose Moses as a leader through whom he wants to liberate them from the slavery and bring to a promised land. See how God is constantly seeking to save everyone despite the human failures and unfaithfulness. He brought them and gave them a new commandment and making a new covenant. Observe this commandment and you will be my people and I will be your God. Making a new agreement to this nation again. So that through them and their life as faithful people of God will make known to the rest of the nations how good and loving is the God of Israel. We find they failed again despite all these wonders and miracles that God performed in their life throughout their journey in the desert. They were still unfaithful. And so he finally sends his son Jesus. In other words, he's taking a human form in the person of Jesus and he's becoming like one like us. So that he can make us understand how loving is God to us. And he even chose to die on the cross so that through his death, through his blood on the cross, he can redeem us. He is paying his own blood as a ransom for our redemption. And so much so we hear in the second reading, Paul writing to Romans says, without faith in Jesus Christ, you and I have been justified. and He is making us once again God's people. Writing to Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 20 says, "You are not your own property, because you have been bought, purchased by the blood of Christ. And therefore, you and I are worth the blood of Christ." We have been bought by Christ by paying His own life, His blood. So that we are called to live our life and use our bodies to give glory to God and bear witness to God's love to the rest of the mankind. This is what Paul, writing Corinthians, says. So Jesus really bought us, making us a new people again. And then He, as He was living with His ascension, He sent His Holy Spirit to continue to guide us, to teach us, and to enable us to live our life in faithfulness to God. We find the working of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. All that He does is in His love to save every one of us, not wanting a single person to be lost. Now, this is not a one-time intervention of God in the history of humanity, but this is a continuous intervention of God and His love that is taking place in the life of each one of us every day. He continues to seek us, just like a good shepherd who goes after every lost one. When He knows that I am lost, He is coming after us, seeking us to bring us back to faith in Christ, to be adopted as His children again, creating in us that repentance and the desire to amend our ways, to come back to God. And through His sacrament, the grace of reconciliation, He forgives us. He redeems us through His body and blood that He offers us in the Eucharist. So His Son continued to redeem us every time we have been in sin, and nourish us with His own body and blood so that we can continue to live our faith and be witnesses of God's love. And He continued to shower the grace of the Holy Spirit, enabling us to choose right and to be able to make right choices and decisions to live our life in faithfulness to God. His Spirit is constantly at work in all of us, giving us right understanding and capable of making right choices. So God's intervention continued to happen every day of our life. And He does everything out of love to save us, to lead us, to enable us to be witnesses of God's love to everyone around us. As we celebrate this Feast of Holy Trinity, let us be grateful and thank God for such amazing ways in which He continued to love us and lead us on our journey of faith as Christians. Let's also pray that we may constantly listen and rely on His grace to live our life in faithfulness to God. Even when we know that we have failed, let us respond to God's mercy by acknowledging our sinfulness and asking God for His forgiveness, for His grace and the strength to live our faith. And may Almighty God bless each one of us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.